The person who is to inherit all things had nothing.
所以我们现在看很有趣味的事情。
And this is something quite interesting.
在创造万有从承受万有之间，他是一无所有的。
In between the creating of all things and the inheriting of all things, he had nothing.
他一方面托住万有,
while he sustained all things,
万有靠他而立,
and all things are established through him,
一方面他一无所有,
but at the same time, he owned nothing.
为什么呢?
Why is that so?
他是不是已经有了应许吗?
Didn't he have the promise of God?
是,
yes.
他创造了万有吗?
Did he not create all things?
是,
yes, he did.
以后都要给他吗?
Is he going to inherit 是, all things? Yes.
所以他是合法
So surely he is the legal inheritor of all things.
Legal owner of everything in the universe.
他是全宇宙合法的继承人。
Because everything was created by him.
因为所有的东西都是以他创造。
Everything was created through him.
每一样东西都通过他来创造。
Everything is created for him.
每一样东西是为他而创造。
Everything is prepared for him to inherit.
每一样东西都是为了他来预备的。
基督超过万有。
So Christ is beyond all things.
那么他最后怎么样承受万有?
But how is he going to inherit all things? In
这是很有趣味的事情。
This is something interesting. I'm sure you have not read about this in other books.
词句没有出讲过,
I'm not saying that these words that I say is not mentioned in the books.
这一方面的了解没有书提过的。
But such an understanding is not to be found in most
books.
Christ is going to inherit all things.
透过什么手段去承受万有?
But through which means that will use the inheritance?
我想没有一本解经的书给你谈到这个。
I don't think you can find the answer in commentaries.
基督在万有之上。
Christ is above all things.
基督又明白万有。
But he understands all things.
但他进到历史中间的时候。
But when he entered into history,
他就在万有中间变成一个很小的历史过程中间一个小小有血肉的人。
He became a tiny human being in the process of history itself.
而且是有罪身形状的人。
And he had the physical body of sinful men.
在血肉身体中间与我们一样的居住。
He lived among us in flesh and blood.
那这是很伟大的地方。
And this is the great thing about it.
到世界上来的时候。
When he came to earth.
他的身份是什么?
What kind of status did he have?
双重身份。
He had two status.
永恒的身份。
He had divinity,
合法的身份,
a legal status.
是什么呢?
What is his status?
万有之上,
he was before all things.
超过万有,
he surpasses all things.
知道万人的心,
and he knows all things.
不用人做见证,
he does not need testimony from man.
万有都是他的,
because all things belong to him.
这是他的属灵的位分,
and this is his spiritual status.
但是在现实世界, 他的身份是什么呢?
But in the real world, what is his status?
他是一无所有的,
he had nothing.
生出来的时候,
when he was born,
人要借板布给他包上去,
people had to borrow cloth for him.
他要生在一个马槽的地方,
and he was born in a manger.
死的时候,
when he died,
他要借别人的坟墓来埋葬,
he had to borrow a grave from another person.
人家带着那些许多的墨药来把他包裹起来,
and a lot of people brought a lot of incense and all sorts of things to wrap him up. When he was anointed,
是一个女人用她的厨具拿了真拿大香膏来膏他。
It was a woman who used her saving to buy perfume to anoint him.
耶稣在地上的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
圣经说他没有吃饭的时间。
The Bible said he did not even have time for his meals.
圣经说天上的飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞。 人是没有放他头的地方。
The Bible says that birds of the air have nests and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
他竟然成为真正历史中的唯一的无产阶级。
And truly he was a person who had nothing in life.
他是一个完全毫无所有的人。
He was a person who absolutely owned nothing.
但是他是万有的主人。
But he is the Lord of all things.
所以奇克我说耶稣基督的生活生命就是个 paradox.
So Kitika said that the life of Christ itself is a paradox.
是一个真正唯一成功的 paradox.
It is a truly successful paradox.
其他的 paradox 都是失败。
All other paradoxes are failures.
Jesus Christ is the only successful paradox in the world.
基督是唯一成功的 paradox.
他是万有的主。
He is the Lord of all things.
成为一无所有的人。
But he became a man who had nothing.
他是无限的神。
He is an infinite God.
成为几十公斤的血肉。
But he became a flesh and blood.
他是永恒的道。
He is the eternal way.
成为讲话就被人讨厌的人。
But he became a person who was despised when he spoke.
我把真理传给你们。
I preach the truth to you.
你们就因此想杀我。
And because of that, you want to kill me.
耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
Jesus raised Lazarus.
因为那件事,
and because of that, they plotted to kill him.
他家人活,
he resurrected someone, but people wanted his life.
他家人自由,
he gave us freedom, but we binded him.
他家人医治,
he healed us, but we whipped him.
他家人平安,
he gave us peace, but we gave him
pain. 他给人释放,
he gave us liberation, but we imprisoned
他给人福气,
him. He gave us blessing, we gave him curses. So Christ lived in a paradoxical life. When Christ came to us,
他很大方地讲,
he told us generously,
天地的主啊,
a Lord of heaven and earth.
有职的就有你,
when there's a Son,
there's a
Father. Those who do not know the Son does not know the Father.
他知道他来到父的世界里面,
he understood that he came to the world of the Father. But he understood that the world has another master.
所以他常常提到有世界的王, 世界的王快要来到,
so he kept talking about the master of the world, the king of the world.
当耶稣讲世界的王的时候, 不是指凯撒, 也不是讲叙利,
when he talked about the king of the world, he was not referring to Caesar.
那是更深一层,
he understood that the person behind all this is Satan. He knew that Judah is going to betray him. And he knew that Judas is belonging to the Satan. From the beginning, he knew him. But paradoxically, he chose him. It is a great mystery. How can we understand him when he tried to reveal himself throughout history? When you understand the meaning of Christ in history, you will understand the wisdom of eternity. He had nothing. But he controlled all things. He's going to judge the world. But he was judged by sinners. He should be sitting on the throne to let Pilate be judged by him. Did Christ not already inherit all things? But he was not like that. Although he knew that this is the world of the Father, but he knew that there was a king that is in control of all human beings. And all things are in the hands of Satan. So how can you understand this? He is the right inheritor of all things.
这一个产业现在正在撒旦手中受捆绑受控制。
The inheritance is now in the hands of Satan.
这像什么?
What does this mean?
这像你明明买了个房子,
this is as if you have just bought a house.
势头交在你手中的,
you already have the deeds.
当你要进去住的时候,
but when you try to move into the house,
一个流氓住在里面,
you find that a gangster is living in there.
个子大得不得了,
and he was a big, strong.
所以你有字也不敢进去,
so even though you have the title deed, you will not dare to move in.
我不是说耶稣不敢进去,
I'm not saying that Christ was afraid. And Christ came to the world.
这样历史就有真正的 同虚假争斗的这个矛盾存在,
and so there is a paradox of battle between the true and the false.
这也就是教会开始,
and this is the beginning of the church.
教会如果放弃这个争战,
if the church give up this battle,
教会就会被基督丢弃,
the church will be discarded by Christ.
教会如果向邪恶妥协,
if the church compromise with evil,
教会就失去教会的地位和记号,
the church will lose its mark and its purpose.
如果教会不明白基督怎么样以万有的承受着进到一无所有的肉身身中是身体中间过生活,
if the church does not understand why Christ would give up all things and came to us with nothing,
我们也不能与他一同作王一同承受万有,
we will not be able to rule with him and to inherit all things with him in the future.
从历史观, 从基督论, 再从了教会的责任, 整个加起来一个总认识,
and this is a concluding understanding when we look at history, Christology, and the church. Who does this world really belong to? This is the Father's world. Yes, it is.
但是呢,
however,
这是魔鬼掌管的世界,
this is the world that is in control by Satan.
这也是是的,
this is also true.
那么你说到底是天父管理的, 或者魔鬼管理的?
So who is in control, Satan or the Father?
你说两个都有可能.
Is it, there's two possibilities.
所以教会也分成两种人.
So there are two different people in church.
基督徒的什么都不怕, 这是天父世界, 所以就乱来.
So some are Christian who say this is the Father's will, I can do anything I want.
一种就是这个是魔鬼的世界, 所以他什么都不敢.
Whereas the other kind of people say that this is the Satan's world, so they dare not do anything.
这个不敢碰, 那个不敢去,
they dare not touch this thing or go to this place.
甚至有龙的东西,
anything with a dragon, they just discard.
有鬼在这个里面,
because Satan is in there.
这是魔鬼的世界,
this is Satan's world.
这个地方不可以去,
you can't go to this place. You should avoid this thing.
这东西不可尝,
you cannot eat this.
这是魔鬼的世界,
because this is Satan's world.
我告诉你, 你对圣经的观念不清楚, 你的生活一定受影响, 你不接教的就是,
if you do not understand the Bible, there will be influence in your life, except that you will not know it.
有个传道人说,
if a preacher says anything with the mark of the dragon ought to be discarded, because the dragon is the devil.
奉献钱的时候有龙的,
but when there's an offering and the money has a dragon, he will just
collect
it. Because he's schizophrenic and he doesn't know.
我告诉你,
Satan is not going to be in a vessel. He's not so stupid and he will not stay there. And Satan will want to pretend to be the Holy Spirit living in you. The Holy Spirit guides you. And when you are being guided, you are clear-minded. But Satan comes upon you. And when he comes upon you, you are confused.
So 一个人跌倒,什么都不懂,说到教的被圣灵充满,这个是冒犯。
When a person falls down and goes into unconsciousness and says that the Holy Spirit is upon him, this is blasphemy. This is the mistaken notion of the Bible. The Bible has never thought that when the Holy Spirit is upon us, a person can be unconscious and completely out of his mind. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God will remind us of Jesus Christ. The Word of God will enlighten our eyes so that the foolish people will be intelligent. The Holy Spirit comes that we may glorify Christ. To see our own sin. But today some churches, they do not talk about repentance of sin. They say, are you
adultery?
It is not your fault. It is the God, the devil of adultery in your life.
Satan of adultery is within you.
So 犯奸淫的鬼附在你身上. So you need to get the evil spirit out, but not repent.
你喜欢赌博吗? 因为赌博鬼在你里面。
You like to gamble because the devil of gambling is within you.
结果就躺着人是不犯罪的, 犯罪的都是鬼。
And so man does not sin, it is the devil that sins.
所以只要把鬼赶出去, 人就好了。
So if you exercise the devil, then you will be fine.
这是完全错误的教训。
This is the wrong teaching.
圣经说你若认你自己的罪, 不要认鬼罪。
The Bible says you ought to confess your own sin, not the sins of the devil. You confess your sin, and the Lord will forgive you. Why should I confess my sin? Because when I sin, I automatically give my control to Satan. You say this is Father's world. I am created by God. And God will inherit all things. How can I be under the authority of Satan? So who is this world belong to? This is a confusing thought. I want to establish you on a very important foundation today. Remember this trip. Terms from the Bible.
一个名词,
the first term,
天地的主,
the Lord of heaven and earth.
好, 等一下我问你啊, 我讲了以后我要问你这个是什么。第二,
secondly,
世界的王,
the king of the world.
第三,
thirdly,
这世代的神,
the God of this generation and 好, age.
这三个是指什么? 天地的主指什么?
What does the Lord of heaven and earth refers to?
指谁啊? 好好想啊,
think about it carefully.
是谁?
Who does it refer to?
是上帝,
it refers to God.
世界的王指谁?
What about the Lord of the world?
魔鬼啊,
it refers to Satan.
所以有的, 有的教会说我是王的儿子，你问他什么王？
So some church says that we are the children of the king, but you must ask what kind of king.
有人说我是耶稣的儿子，我是耶稣没有儿子。
Some people say I'm the son of Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ has no son.
从来没有讲基督徒是耶稣的儿子，这个是错误的教训。
The Bible does not tell us that we are children of Christ. This is a wrong teaching.
圣经里面说耶稣世界的王，从来没有讲。
The Bible also does not tell us that Jesus is the king of the world.
天地的主。
The Lord of heaven and earth.
是指上帝。
Is God.
世界的王。
But the king of the world.
是指魔鬼。
Refers to Satan.
这世界的神。
The God of this age.
是指时代精神，那错误的教训对人的捆绑。
Refers to our wrong understanding in time that binds us.
耶稣抬起头来。
And Jesus raised his head.
他是天地的主啊。
He said, the Lord of heaven and earth.
你的美意本是如此。
Your will is such.
那是耶稣对神讲。
This is Jesus speaking to God.
耶稣在约翰十四章说。
Jesus said in John 14.
世界的王快要来了。
The king of the world is coming.
他在我里面是毫无所有。
He cannot do anything within me.
就是指魔鬼。
He refers to Satan.
哥林多后书四章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
这等不信的人被世界的神弄瞎心眼。
Tells us that those who do not believe are blinded by the king of the world.
是指时代精神。
It refers to the concept of the world.
是指时代的假神。
The false gods of the world.
使人没有办法看清上帝的道。
All these concepts blind us from the word of God.
这三个名词不一样的。
So all these three terms are different things.
圣经从来没有用世界的王来代表上帝。
The Bible has never used the word the king of the world to refer to God.
圣经从来没有用这世界的神来代表上帝。
The Bible also does not talk about the god of this age to refer to God.
世界的王。
The king of the world,
世界的神,
the god of this age,
是地上的,
refers to the earth,
是属地上的,
things that belong to the earth.
基督是从天上来的,
Christ came from the heaven,
是天上来的, 讲天上的话,
those that came from heaven will speak of heaven.
天上来的在万有之上,
he is beyond all things.
那么这个世界呢?
So what about the world?
不合法的, 在魔鬼的掌管中间。
And this world is in the hands of Satan.
现在一个很重要的问题来了。
A very important question comes.
上帝什么时候把这个世界交给魔鬼？
When did God give this world to Satan?
魔鬼是不是得到上帝给他的合法权来统治这个世界？
Does that mean that Satan has a legitimate right to rule the world?
你说有没有这样的一句话在圣经，魔鬼统治这个世界呢？
Is there such a word in the Bible that says that Satan is in rule control of the world?
没有很明文的告诉我们。
There is no clear understanding and
description.放纵情欲，顺从己意，行着各样犯事的人，犯罪的人，都是顺从了空中掌权的恶魔。
Are those people in the world that fulfill their own desires and do things any which way they want? They are following the prince of the air.
进行在心中那些卑劣之子的邪灵。
And they are following the evil spirit that is moving within their hearts.
但以利书里面告诉我们。
Daniel tells us,
有波斯的魔君。
There is an evil master of Persia.
有世界的王。
There is the king, the rulers of the world.
管幽暗世界。
They will come and rule the evil
world. 管那些犯情欲、罪恶、顺从撒旦、不顺从真神的那些罪人。
They rule over sinners who are against God.
所以耶稣基督。
So Jesus Christ.
合法。掌权
is the legitimate inheritor.
超过万有
he is beyond all things.
有一天的承受一切
and one day he will inherit all things.
他是正式的
he is the illegitimate inheritor.
不合法的
but Satan is illegitimate.
那他怎么掌权呢
but how can he rule the world?
他是因为人犯罪，神就任凭犯罪人离开他，撒旦就掌握他们。
He is able to rule the world because when men sin, God allows them to live.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
基督徒在世界上不要客气。
So Christians need not be frightened.
我们是主人。
We are the master.
但是我们这一个世界呢，有另外一个假主人在掌管。
At the same time, there is a false master in this world.
那我们的态度如何？
What kind of attitude should we have?
我们害怕。
Are we afraid of him?
我是少数民族。
I'm a minority.
他们不信主的比我更多。
And there are much more people who do not believe. Is that true?
This is my father's world.
这是天父的世界。
这是天父的世界。
This is my father's world.
那我必马上顺服我吗？
So does that mean that I force you to
compare?
I must follow Jesus Christ. Jesus did not say I have all things. I'm inheritor of all things. So Pilate must worship me. Jesus did not do that. So we must understand the principle of a human being and the methodology of Christians. In this evil and dark world ruled by Satan, when we preach the gospel, what did the Bible say? You are preaching. You declare. What do you declare about? You declare with authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So you must go and make disciples of all people. Why should you make them his disciples? Because they are slaves of Satan. They are slaves of sin. So when I want to try to turn them around to become disciples of Christ, how can that be possible? But all authority in heaven and earth, then you are very clear. This world is created by Christ. And Christ is the heir of all things. Did he create?
是.
Yes, he did.
他要成就万有吗?
Is he going to be heir of all things?
是.
Yes.
所以他到世界上来,
so he came to the world. When he came, who is holding on to the world?
在哪里?
Where is it?
在上半手里.
It is in the hands of Satan.
所以他怎么办呢?
So what did he do?
现在我们读两节圣经,
let us look at two Bible verses.
第一节,
the first verse, 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第十九节.
1 John chapter 5,
按照请男的念,
verse 15.
我知道男人很少读圣经,
let the brothers read it, because men usually do not read the Bible.
约翰一书五章第十九节, 按照一同开始来读,
chapter 5, verse 19.
1, 2, 3, 我们知道, 凡从上帝生的, 必不犯罪, 从上帝生的, 什么? 必保守自己, 那恶者就无法害他, 19节, 我们一同, 我们知道, 我们是属上帝, 全世, 全世界, 都握在那恶者手下, 全世界, 都握在那恶者手下,
519, the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
现在我们要读另外一节圣经,
let us look at another Bible passage.
现在我要姐妹们来读,
I want the sisters to read this.
约翰一书,
1 John
第三章,
chapter
3, 第八节,
verse 8.
1, 2, 3, 犯罪的是魔鬼, 因为魔鬼 从起初就犯罪, 神的儿子显现出来, 为要除灭, 什么? 魔鬼的作为, 所以这世界是属魔鬼, 所控制的。
So this world is belong to the control of the devil. But this world will be inherited by Christ. What did Christ do when he came to the world? He is here to destroy the work of the devil. Thanks be to God. Remember this. When Christ came to the world, this world is already promised to him. But he did not do things in any way he
would.
He wanted to fulfill spiritual purpose through spiritual means. The whole world belongs to him. But it is under the control of Satan. The world has been promised to him. But when he came to the world, there is a very important principle that he used. All things were created by him. When he came to the world, he had nothing. While the world has been promised to him, when he came to the world, he did not use his force. He was born in a manger. He died on the cross. He was buried in another person's grave. He used all these methods to inherit all things. He did not fight like the average human being. Although the whole world temporarily in the hands of Satan belongs to him, But he did not use our methods.
用的方法是什么?
What kind of methods did he use?
借助苦难,学习顺从这道完全。
He used suffering to understand submission into perfection.
基督是神的独生子。
Christ is the only Son of God.
基督就成了整个人类的榜样。
And he became the example for all humanity.
全本圣经的总原则是一样的。
The entire Bible has the same principle.
上帝对亚伯兰说,
God said to Abraham,
离开你的父家,你的本族本地,
leave your original place of stay.
往我所指示你去的地方,
and go towards the place I will direct you.
我为你预备了应许之地,
I have promised, I've given you a promised land.
那么他拿了上帝这个启示,
and he took the revelation of God.
跑到迦南地的时候,
and he went to Cain.
哎, 这应许给我的,
and said, this place is mine.
滚滚滚,
all of you get lost.
耶稣冲,
这约翰亚伯兰不这样做, Abraham did not do that.
当他压他的太太死的时候,
when his wife died,
他需要一块的坟墓,
he needed a grave.
那个人看他这么好,
the person see that he's a good person and gave him the land.
亚伯兰怎么讲呢?
What did Abraham say?
我要造父权,
I must pay for the land.
他父权买什么地呢?
What kind of money did he use?
上帝已经应许给他的地, 你明白吗?
He bought a land that was promised already to him. This is the principle in the Bible.
基督要承受万有,
Christ is going to inherit also.
到世界上来,
but when he came to the world,
宝血把我们埋赎回来才承受万有的,
he purchased us by his blood.
亚伯兰做了第一个例子,
Abraham gave us the first example.
上帝对约书亚说,
and when God spoke to Joshua, you must bring my people into Canaan to inherit the promised land. When he went to that place, how did he inherit the land? He fought for the land. He wanted to destroy the evil people. He did not just go there and expect everything to come.
这些都是应许从征战,应许从流血,应许从代价,应许从顺服神,克苦,受难,然后达到完全的总原则相果。
And this is the same principle that when we move from promise to suffering, we must go to submission into perfection.
But you want to inherit the promised one, that you should go through the suffering first.
当你要承受你所应许的,你必须要先受苦。
这是神的办法。
This is the example of God.
这万有已经赐给耶稣了。
All things have been given to us.
万有已经应许给耶稣。
All things have been promised to us.
那耶稣怎么承受万有呢?
How can Christ inherit all things?
他就摇着脚坐轿车到天堂去。
Does he just sit there comfortably and go
不是的,
to heaven? No.
他是透过牺牲自己,流出宝血,被钉十字架,被父神弃绝, 来成为承受万有所过的手段。
He inherited all things by suffering, by sacrificing his life, by dying on the cross and being resurrected.
把这个用在我们的教义里面,
when we understand this and use it in our doctrine,
这个虚弱的信徒如信仰失败,
many Christians have failed in their faith.
因为他们没经过征战, 盼望得到信仰的得胜, 这是不可能的。
They have never gone through any suffering that they expect to be victorious in their faith. This is impossible.
没有经过苦难, 盼望得到灵性的成长, 这是不可能的。
They have never gone through trials and they expect to grow spiritually. This is impossible.
许多的教会没有经过十字架的大能, 盼望教会的数量的复兴, 这是很荒唐的事情。
Many churches expect numerical growth without going through the trials of the cross. This is impossible.
前两个礼拜我已经对你转了一个很重要的信息。
In the past 2 weeks, I have already given you a very important message.
这几个月我特别受感动讲出来的话。
And this is something that I'm especially moved these few months to tell you.
如果一个教会没有讲纯正的道理,
if a church does not preach the pure message of God,
它越发达就越羞耻。
The more prosperous the church is, the more disgraceful
it becomes.
If a church does not teach the people by the word of God,
不忠于神的话语,
and is not loyal to the word of God,
那么它的会有增加了几千几万,
the more numeric growth you have, the more obstacle you are putting in the expansion of the kingdom.
也就越拦阻那么多人听纯正道。
Because the more prosperous this church becomes, the more obstacle they are going to place for people to listen to the word of God.
许多所谓的牧师传道,
and a lot of so-called pastors and preachers,
一公尽力,
and they try their best,
唯恐教会不会复兴,
to make sure that the church does not revive.
降低圣经的标准,
and so they just lower the standard of the Bible.
不按正义分解上帝的道,
and do not want to explain the Bible in biblical principles.
走做生意的办法,
and they move along commercial lines.
施政的教会兴旺起来,
so that the church will be revived on the surface.
达到量的兴旺的时候,
so that there's quantitative growth.
所付出的代价就是教会的值已经掉下去。
But the price you pay is that the quality of the church has been reduced.
这种所谓复兴的教会,
this so-called revival.
你在里面做礼拜做了几十年, 你对神的道越听越乱越不明白。
The more you worship in such churches, the more confused you will be about the word of God.
这是撒旦的欺骗。
This is the deception of Satan.
这是末世的记号。
And this is the sign of the end times.
因为末世的时候, 人的耳朵发声, 厌烦听见神正的道理。
Because at the end times, our ear will itch for words that we want to hear, and we create a lot of false apostles and prophets. May the Lord have mercy on us. So that we will return to the principles of the Bible. Did Christ create all things?
是.
Yes, He did.
基督创造万有吗?
Is He sustaining all things?
是.
Yes, He did.
基督要承受万有吗?
Is He going to inherit all things?
是.
Yes, He will.
他到万有中间来,
when He comes into us,
他却一无所有,
He had nothing.
他到万有中间来,
when He was among us,
他不是强国,
He did not use force,
乃是以受苦, 以十字架, 以流血, 以舍命, 神给他定的原则, 来达到承受万有的结局。
He inherited all things through the principle of God, through suffering, through the bleeding, and to dying on the cross. Thanks be to God. What did Christ do after He will inherit all things? We want to look at how the end has been described. Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15.
我们从24节读到28节,
let us read from verse 24 to
28.
Let us look at what this Christ who inherited all things is all about in the end.
哥林多前书第15章,
1 Corinthians 15,
从24节开始,
24 to 28.
在后来后末期到了, 那是基督即将一切执政掌权的有能的都毁灭了, 就把锅交以父上帝。 因为基督必要为王, 等上帝把一切仇敌都放在他脚下, 经过了所毁灭的仇敌就是死, 因为经上说神叫万物都附在他脚下, 既说万物都附在他脚下, 明显那叫万物的附他的不再起内了。 第28节一同来读, 万物既附了他, 那是子也要自己附那叫万物附他, 叫上帝在万物之上, 为万物之主。
This is a great example. This is a great God. A great person who inherits all things. When Christ put everything under Him,
以后呢,
after
that,
He Himself made Himself subject to God. And this is the final victory of the victor. Many people today, God gave them all power and grace. And they make sure everybody is subjected to them. And they took away the glory of God. God gave him work. God gave him grace. God gave him lots of people. But they make sure everything goes back to them. Christ was not like that. How would he inherit all things? He did not just sit there and inherit everything. He inherited all things through suffering. After he has made all things subjected to him, he himself was subjected to God. So that he will be the Lord of all things. Thanks be to God. May the Lord help us. So that we will think about this
carefully.
In history itself, what is history? Who is the Lord of history? What is the Lord of history going to do in the end? The person who enter into history. How is he going to inherit all things? After he's inherited all things,
怎样使万有再复一复上,
How did he subject all things back to God?
这些真理你明白了?
When you understand all this truth,
我相信,
I believe
你在整个宇宙中间,
in the entire universe,
你个顶天立地,
you will be able to do great things.
不怕撒旦的侵害,
you will not be afraid of Satan.
不向魔鬼妥协,
you will not compromise to the devil.
你这是天父的事情,
because you will know that this is the Father's will.
这是基督要承受的万物,
this is God, what Christ will inherit.
你对基督的榜样,
and towards the example of Christ,
你领受了,
you will be able to inherit it and you will know how to live your life.
最后,
lastly,
请所有做父母的人注意听,
especially for all these, all of us who are parents,
你从前穷过,
first in the past you were poor,
后来你富有了,
and you became wealthy,
你现在就宠你的孩子,
and then you spoil your child,
你不让他像你过去那么穷,
and you do not want your child to suffer poverty,
尽量什么都给他,
so you usually give the kids everything,
尽量什么都给他,
and just give them anything they want,
结果你把他们栽培成一个从来不能奋斗的 瓶中的花是没有根的,
in the end, the child will be like a rose in the office. It just has no roots and cannot suffer.
我从前穷过,
you say, in the past, I have been poor.
我哪里甘心叫我的孩子在穷?
Well, I'm not willing that my children will suffer like me.
因为你的孩子永远都是富有的,
because your child is born in wealth.
所以你的孩子物质丰富, 你的孩子心灵就很贫穷,
so materialistically your children may be abundant but their heart is lacking.
你年老的时候,
when you are old,
你就看见你这一代找钱第二代花钱, 你的第三代就讨钱了,
and you will realize that your generation created wealth, the second generation spends wealth, and the third one must go back for it.
我们从历史论,
from history itself,
基督论,
from Christology,
从基督承受万有的奋斗论,
from the understanding of how Christ will inherit all things,
我们得到人类的教育,
let us receive the lessons for life here,
效法基督,
to imitate Christ.
你的灵性是要这样建立起来,
our spiritual life must be established this way.
你的信仰是这样操练起来,
our faith must go through trials in this way.
你的孩子们要这样教导起来,
so your children ought to be taught in the same manner,
效法基督,
to imitate Christ.
如果这个礼拜堂,
if this church,
说你们可以免费用,
say that you can use it for free,
唐牧师要不要用?
You think that the Reverend Tong will use this place?
我照样要付租金,
I will still pay for it.
我也这样教训我所有的教会的分会,
and I also tell all my branch churches the same thing.
我们在这个 Penang,
in Penang,
一个很好的朋友,
there is a very good friend,
认识我几十年的牧师,
he knew me for many years, a pastor.
你们印尼教会用免费,
he said that the Indonesian church can use here for free.
我吩咐印尼教会照付租金,
but I told the church to continue to pay the rent in Taipei.
一个很好的朋友,
again a good friend,
长老会礼拜堂可以用免费,
you can use the Presbyterian church for free.
我打电话叫我的同工说,
but I call my worker,
照付租金,
pay the rent.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为钱太多吗?
Is it because you have too much money? No.
因为要教导每一个人,
because we want to learn the lesson that all of us ought to be responsible.
叫每一个人付当付的代价,
all of us must pay the required price.
我们不是坐轿抬到天堂去,
we are not going to go to heaven on a sedan chair.
神是把力量放在我们的脚上, 向西安行走的人, 立上加离, 个人到西安朝见上,
God has given us strength in our legs so that we will move towards Zion step by step.
只有这样的人,
only a person like that,
教训别人的时候有力量,
can have the power when he teach.
有受过苦的人,
only a person who has suffered,
付代价的教会,
who has paid the price.
所以世界讲道的时候有神的同在,
when they preach, they will have God with them.
基督是承受万有的,
Christ is the person who inherited all things,
他却是一无所有的,
but he had nothing.
基督是有合法权柄的,
Christ is the legitimate inheritor.
他是在不法之人的手下被钉死活, 才承受万有,
but then he inherited all things after he has been crucified by sinful men.
我对我的孩子说,
I told my children,
我可以给你很多钱,
I can give you a lot of money,
你可以足够,
and you have enough,
但我就使你变成永远没有奋斗力的青年了,
but if I do that, you will become a youth that has no fighting spirit. You tell me,
你在美国读书,
when you're studying in the States,
你要我给你部分的钱, 另外部分你自己做苦工流汗, 做得半死才够, 或者你要什么都会供应给你。
Do you want a situation where I will pay half of your fee so that you will work for it, or do you want to be a person that will have everything for free?
你想两天,
you go think about it for 2 days,
你告诉我,
and then you tell me,
两天你有那个爸爸,
2 days later he said, Father,
我要自己做一些工,
I want to be a person who will do something,
我自己流汗,
I want to sweat for my money,
then
Then I will realize that the studies I have has is meaningful.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
当他大学毕业的时候,
when he graduated from the university,
同时拿四个学位,
he had four different degrees.
是做得半死,
and he tried very, very hard.
读得半死,
and struggled for it.
有时候两三点还没睡觉,
sometimes he does not sleep at 2-3 AM. And after working, he has to do his homework.
你不要弄到身体崩溃了。
I said, you better not collapse physically.
他说,
he said, I know myself.
And
don't disgrace me by not making all four
他说, degrees.
He said, I think I can at least manage three.
最后他四个都拿到,
in the end, he had four degrees.
从修士,
from a bachelor degree. He was accepted into the PhD class. And still, I did not give him money.
他年轻的时候,
because when he was young,
如果不懂奋斗,
and if he does not understand struggling,
他就坐骄承受万有了,
he will be sitting on the sedan chair inheriting all things.
我知道我的主不是这样,
I know that my Lord is not like that.
我的天父怎么样训练他的儿子,
how my father trained his son,
我也要照样训练我的,
I want to use the same method to train my son.
我也照样训练你们,
and I want to use the same method to train you.
每一个基督徒,
so that every Christian,
每一个教会,
every church,
只有顺服圣经的原则才有真正的复兴,
can only have true revival by being submissive to the word of God. Those who have never died before, no need to talk about resurrection. Those who have never carried the cross, need not talk about the power of God. Those who have had nothing, those who have never had nothing, cannot inherit all things. Let us stand up to pray.